Critics of Zobrist, Sienna said, like to point out how paradoxical it is that many of the genetic technologies he developed are now extending life expectancy dramatically,
which only compounds the population problem.
Exactly. Zobrist once said publicly that he wished he could put the genie back in the bottle and erase some of his contributions to human longevity. I suppose that makes sense ideologically. The longer we live, the more our resources go to supporting the elderly and ailing.
Langdon nodded. I've read that in the U.S., some 60% of healthcare costs go to support patients during the last 6 months of their lives.
True. And while our brains say, this is insane, our hearts say, keep Grandma alive as long as we can.
Langdon nodded. It's the conflict between Apollo and Dionysus, a famous dilemma in mythology. It's the age-old battle between mind and heart, which seldom want the same thing. The mythological reference, Langdon had heard, was now being used in AA meetings to describe the alcoholic who stares at a glass of alcohol, his brain knowing it will harm him, but his heart craving the comfort it will provide. The message apparently was, don't feel alone, even the gods were conflicted.
Who needs Agathusha?
Sienna whispered suddenly. I'm sorry? Sienna glanced up.
I finally remembered the name of Zobrist's essay. It was called, Who Needs Agathusha?
Langdon had never heard the word Agathusha, but took his best guess based on its Greek roots, Agathos and Thusia. Agathusha would be a good sacrifice?
Almost. Its actual meaning is a self-sacrifice for the common good.
She paused.
Otherwise known as benevolent suicide.
Langdon had indeed heard this term before, once in relation to a bankrupt father who killed himself so his family could collect his life insurance, and a second time to describe a remorseful serial killer who ended his life fearing he couldn't control his impulse to kill. The most chilling example Langdon recalled, however, was in the 1967 novel Logan's Run, which depicted a future society in which everyone gladly agreed to commit suicide at age 21, thus fully enjoying their youth while not letting their numbers or old age stress the planet's limited resources. If Langdon recalled correctly, the movie version of Logan's Run had increased the termination age from 21 to 30, no doubt in an attempt to make the film more palatable to the box office's crucial 18 to 25 demographic. So, Zobrist's essay, Langdon said. I'm not sure I understand the title. Who needs Agathusha? Was he saying it sarcastically, as in, who needs benevolent suicide? We all do?
Actually, no. The title is a pun.
Langdon shook his head, not seeing it.
Who needs suicide? As in the WHO, the World Health Organization? In his essay, Zobrist railed against the director of the WHO, Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky, who has been there forever and, according to Zobrist, is not taking population control seriously. His article was saying that the WHO would be better off if Director Sinsky killed herself.
Compassionate guy.
The perils of being a genius, I guess. Oftentimes, those special brains, the ones that are capable of focusing more intently than others, do so at the expense of emotional maturity.
Langdon pictured the articles he had seen about the young Sienna, the child prodigy with the 208 IQ and off-the-chart intellectual function. Langdon wondered if, in talking about Zobrist, she was also, on some level, talking about herself. He also wondered how long she would choose to keep her secret.